by a Gemara. No. Have to put that on the list. Okay, we see. Okay, just all right, we'll come back to it. We have a lot to come back to about what we spoke about last time, but we will come back to it very soon in the next couple of dapim. So for now, I think we'll try to go on a little in the Beis Aleph. The question of Bito, Tosfos Maskil Bito, we'll just briefly review, is a little controversial. Exactly what case is our Mishnah talking about? So, the Rashi says, what's the case of Bito in our Mishnah? Why is Bito me anu sasso? Because why does Bito have to be anu sasso? This is an easy question. I'm not trying to trick you. Because if it was min suasso, it would be basishto and already be covered in the Mishnah. And Tosfos points out later on Daf Yud, the Gemara assumes that you can't cover things twice in the same list. Okay, what is the rethink at the end of Tosfos, which is also, I think, fairly straightforward? What did we think at the end of Tosos? Right, exactly. Which is also, I think, pretty straightforward. Right? That's push-up shot, right? Bito just means Bito. Whatever daughter he has, he has. The Chiddush is Manu Soso. Okay, as long as one part of it is a Chiddush, it belongs to the Mishnah, but it could mean all kinds of daughters. Okay, the difference between these two Shitas is relatively relatively subtle. However, we get in trouble with Rashi on Tesem and Beis, because Rashi on Tesem and Beis at least seems to say that our Mishnah is talking about what kind of Bito? Right? Lo k'mo shapirish bekuntras, right? Rashi the Testament base. What does the Gemara there say? The Gemara has this crazy a project that the late Tanaim and the Amoraim decided to do as a thought experiment, right? The Mishnah says later on that you can have this weird scenario where two brothers die, two brothers are still alive, the dead brothers are married to two sisters. So now there are two Yevamos who are sisters. Normally, if both Yevamos are sisters, you're in trouble because you're not allowed to marry the sister of your Yevama. So it presents a problem. We could have a weird case where, here is Reuven, and he's married to girl number one, right, is dead. What? It's here. Reuven and Shimon died. They're married to two sisters. But luckily, and here are Levi and Yehuda. Luckily, she is an erva to Levi. She is an erva to Yehuda. So it turns out that A is an erva to Levi, so she's only Zakuka to Yehuda. B is an erva to Yehuda, is only Zakuka to Levi. I guess there are only two wives, could have just dropped from Leah. And they each only miyabim one, they each only have to do with one, so neither of them has two sisters who are Yevamos, because each of them only has one Yevama, because the other one's an erva. Okay. That is fairly straightforward, if a little complex. And then the Maharam did a thought experiment and said, well, there are 15 arayos in the Mishnah. Let's see if it'll work with Bito. A is Levi's daughter, B is Yehuda's daughter. Let's see if it'll work. And they went through the whole Mishnah to try and get it to work, that you could work out all 15 cases that, now, I mean, halakhically, it doesn't matter. It could be Bito of Levi and Hamoso of Yehuda. Just they wanted to know, could you get it to work? This weird case to work with everyone in the Mishnah, and huh.
who was talking here? No, Rav Chiya says kulam, right? But Abaye. What? Rav Yehuda, Matari Mechon Tzvi Elech, Rav Yehuda says it doesn't work by Bito, because it doesn't work by Bito, he skipped all the descendants. It doesn't work by Bito. Why doesn't it work by Bito? Because what do we have here? A is Levi's daughter, and B is, A is Levi's daughter, B is Yehuda's daughter, and they're sisters, right? How can that be? If A is Levi's daughter and B is Yehuda's daughter, then how are they sisters? They don't have the same father, right? Because A is Levi's daughter and B is Yehuda's daughter, right? So they must have the same mother. How can Levi and Yehuda have been married to the same mother, right? They're all alive, right? There was no Yiba. How can two brothers have been married to the same woman? Therefore, they can't have the same father because we know they have different fathers. And they can't have the same mother because after they both have married the same girl. The answer is, maybe, okay, this is the 21st century. You know, so they have the same mother, and Levi and Yehuda didn't marry her. Maybe out of wedlock she was had the same mother, who had an out of wedlock baby to Levi, and an out of wedlock baby to Yehuda. Now they each have a daughter. Those daughters are sisters through the mother, and they can marry Reuben and Shimon, and Gevaldik. So Yehuda says, no. Ba'onsin, right? Since you can only have it ba'onsin. Onsin is just said. Whenever it says onsin here, by the way, it's lav dafka. Basan, sasan, all these things. Onis lav dafka. It's no difference halachically whether it's onis or pitoy. The reason why the Gemara always uses the expression me'anusasso onsin and not just stamznus is because I guess for the covenant of Bnos Yisrael they don't want to even have a scenario where they suggest that a Bas Yisrael will willingly be mezana with someone. So it's just like politeness of the lashon of Chazal. They always use onsin, but there is never a difference halacha. I'm not talking about in ksubas, when it matters how much you pay, etc., and whether you have to marry her. But I'm saying, other than the parsha of onus and mafat in the Torah, there's never a difference halachically whether it was onus or pitoy. It just means out of wedlock, and that's their that's their standards of politeness. So that they say, since only onsin, not nisuin, and we're not talking about onsim, therefore it can't be. Okay, that is, that's what the Gemara says. Now, what is the Gemara? The Lashon is, right? We're not talking about Onsim, right? What's the Lashon? Tosus quotes it. But Onsim lo kamayi. What do you mean by but Onsim lo kamayi? That's why Rabbi Yehuda, apparently the other Amorim, we're happy to talk about Onsim, and they came up with a good scenario. Rabbi Yehuda, in this thought experiment, didn't want to say the scenario because he didn't think about Onsim lo kamayi. He didn't think it was talking about Onsim. What's not talking about Onsim? So what does? What does Rashi say on the Testament base? What's not talking about Onsim? The Mishnah on the base of an Aleph. The Mishnah is not talking about onsim, it's only talking about relatives that came about through legitimate marriages. And that's why he couldn't make this scenario, because it didn't fit into the Mishnah of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. In which case, we have according to Rashi and Daf Testament Beis, our Mishnah is only talking about Bito Minasu Aso. So we have three pshatim on what the Bito of our Mishnah is. Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says it's Bito Menusaso. The Re says, let's be push up shot just without getting fancy. Talking about all daughters, and what's the problem? And Rashi in the Testament Beis says it's specifically talking about Bito Menusaso, because the Mishnah that opens the Sefer Yevamos is not talking about illegitimate children, only about legitimate children. Okay, Rashi on Daf Testament Beis presents an obvious problem. Right, what's the problem with Rashi on Daf Testament Beis? So, I mean, there's a whole host of problems on Testament Beis, right? Number one, Hainu Bas Ishto, right? That's the main problem, right? If our mission is only to have Bito Minasoso, that's Bas Ishto. Any other problems? Why can Bito and Bas Ishto be the same thing?
No, why can Bas Ishto only be connected to the one that's not his daughter?
Because Rashi said on Bezo and
Allah. Ah, okay. So, I hear that, Taina. But Daniel's saying, why can't... That's not so hard. We'll answer the question by saying, right? We'll answer that Bas Ishto in the Mishnah means only Me'ish Achir. So therefore, the Stolachid is Bas Ishto is referring to specifically, you know, now why would Bas Ishto be referring to that? But let's say for some reason Bas Ishto is referring to specifically to Bas Ishto from a different husband, from a previous husband. And Bito is Bito Minasasa. And Bito Minasasa is not in the Mishnah at all. Not because halachically you wouldn't have the din of the 15 Arayas, because the Mishnah is not dealing with illegitimacy. Okay, but what does the Gemara say right after the Mishnah about Bito? What? Bito Asa Midrasha, right? Gemara says, why is Bito first in the Mishnah? Because Bito, I know, we didn't also see the Gemara yet. Gemara says, why is Bito first in the Mishnah? Why should Bito be the first relative in the whole Mishnah? The answer is, Kaven da Asya Midrasha Chavivale, because Bito, it's actually interesting. We won't go into this now, but it never says in the Torah that you're not allowed to marry your daughter. It's the only of all these Arayas that it never says anything in the Torah about. Obviously, some of them, okay, it doesn't specify all the details in the Torah, as usually it doesn't. But Bito Mamash doesn't say it all in the Torah. We only get it from a Gzera Shava. And therefore, since you get it from Gzera Shava, so it's, you know, it's a Chazal, especially love, you know, the harder you work, the more you appreciate something. So they especially love to point out the truth of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that Bito is one of the Arayas. And therefore, they put it first. So hold on a second.
It says Isha Bito.
What?
Isha
Bito. Isha Bito, it says.
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't say Bito. Bito, what does the word say? Bito Asya Midrasha. Bito is not in Torah Shebechsav. So now, Tzvi is saying, what kind of Bito is not in Torah Shebechsav? Only Anusasso is not in Torah Shebechsav, right? Nisuasso in Torah Shebechsav, it's Isha Bito. So, that's the problem, right? But Bito Minasuasso is in Torah Shebechsav. So that is a significant kasha on Rashi and Daf Tes. That is a significant kasha on Rashi and Daf Tes. The truth is, we can answer that kasha on Rashi and Daf Tes if we ascribe to him a bit of a radical shita. The Ravid in Hilchisri Bia, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, Vav, I apologize. Beis Vav says something, we're not exactly sure what he means. But he says something about how, like, oh, you don't really get, like, two punishments for Bas Ishto and Bito. We're not exactly sure what he means. There's a lot of different theories, and Mir Shem will get to it. But the Lechem Mishnah says that what the Ravid means is... where's a good line? Dimishum erbas bat bet lat galoi da ayve bitumen of sasso eno chayev. The avagav the koshkin that has to be bitumen of sasso chayev koshkin bitumen of sasso ein mazir min adin. He says no. The iser of oh, one second, hold on. No, I take it back. L'chora, no, okay, that's not gonna help. Bitumen Usasso is in the Torah Shebechsav, and Minasuato is in the Torah Shebechsav, so it's gonna be a little tricky to answer up for Rashi, unless you wanted to, really be nidchak significantly and say that no, Ervas Isha Ubita that's a havmi in Tosfos Yeshanim here, means only from someone else. The Torah says the erev of a woman and her daughter, the diuk is exclusively her daughter. But that would be a big chiddush, which does not have a makor in the Rishonim, right? Bito asu midrash, you have to answer by a big dechak, like the havmina of the Tosfos Yeshanim here, who says that Drushes Isha Ubita, but not Isha Ubito. That Bito Minasuaso is not part of Isha Ubita. Big duck, you have to have the drusha of Isha Ubita Velo Bito. But that is very hard, and that doesn't seem to be shot in any of the sugyas. That's only the Havmi and the Tosfos Yeshanim. You have to say, no. Taka Bito Minasuaso is not only Torah Shemachsav. That's only in a drusha. The Torah Shemachsav only refers to your stepdaughter. But that would be a very, very big chiddush. And, of course, the third problem of Rashi is that there's a stira in Rashi between Daf Beis and Daf Tes, right? It's like, not just Kashi and Rashi. He himself in Daf Beis said exactly Pum Fakert, exactly the opposite. So even if you wanted to rescue him with all this dechak, even if you wanted to rescue him by inventing this big, big chiddush, which says that, no, Bito means so also is from a drusha, and the Torah Shavuot Chasav is only referring to a stepdaughter. Torah Shavuot Chasav is not referring to your real daughter when it says Isha Ubita. That would be a tremendous chiddush, and even that wouldn't help Rashi all that much, because it's still a stira in Rashi, unless you want to say that, you know, it's a machlok samurai, and Rashi here is not a libra de Rabbi Yehuda there. Rashi here is a libra de Rav Chiya there. And, but that would also be a big dechak, to say that this question is the machlokas, maybe not such a big dechak, but you could answer that Rashi here is the other amora on Daf Tes. Okay, you could say it's no Stephen Rashi. Rashi over there is explaining Rav Yehuda, and Rashi over here is explaining the other Amorim. Rav Yehuda said Bonson Mo Kamairi. Rashi over here is saying Bonson Kamairi. But it's still a big chiddush in. It's still a big chiddush in Rashi. So, to answer the Stephen Rashi, you could say Machlok Zamorim. Why? I'm not inventing Machlok Zamorim. I'm not saying, oh, let's say that we know the Machlok Zamorim. Rav Yehuda there was not Matargin Bito, because he didn't think Bonson Kamairi. Originally, Rav and Rav Chiya were Matargin Bito. They did think Ba'om Zim Kamayri. So Rashi, here's a Mandam Rav Zim Kamayri. Rashi, there's a Libid Mandam or not. But it's still, you have to make this tremendous Kiddush, like the Havim and Tosi Shana here, that Isha Obita, that's in the Torah of Chasav, only includes a stepdaughter and not an actual daughter, which is not the pshat of... which is not the pshat of all of Shas. That would be a big chiddush. So you either have to swallow that chiddush, or, let's see what else we can do. So either you have to swallow this chiddush, right? This answer I can handle. Bas Ishto in the Mishnah only means your stepdaughter. Okay, fine. The third answer I can handle. Yeah, Rashi and Beis and Tesra are going to different number right. Rashi now Beis is going to the Amor that he likes, that he thinks we hold like. And Rashi now Tess is interpreting the Amor of Yehuda, who's talking there. He has no choice but to interpret him, even if that's not the Amor he thinks is right. But the big chiddush that Rashi would have to say, that a full daughter, Bito Min Soasso, is only Midrasha, and is not in the Chumash, is a big chiddush. But Lechora, either you have to say that, or you have to say that Rashi never said what he said. How can you do that? Let's go back to Ba'onsim Lo Kamayri. How does, what are the other ways of explaining the Gemara Daf Tes? What does Tosfos say? What does it mean Tosfos say Ba'onsim Lo Kamayri? What does Tosfos say Ba'onsim Lo Kamayri means? He says our Mishnah is talking about Onsim, right? So what is Ba'onsim Lo Kamayri? What? Exactly.
Tosfos says, "Ba'omsim lo kamayri" means the I guess it's a brisa, right? If it's v'chein tani v'chia, right? The yord, let's just call it the main rav. It's also rav. Did rav chia? When rav chia says that the kulan ani motze bahen asura lazeh muteris lazeh etc. What did he say? We can find cases in all the arayas where she'll be like Levi's bas, the Levi's erva, not Yehuda's erva, and the other one says Yehuda's erva, not Levi's erva. That statement was only referring to him. He says motze means I find legitimately. He was only referring to legitimacy, not to onsim. Our mission is referring to onsim. Our mission doesn't use the lashon of ani motze bahen. But Rav Chia was only talking about, or Rav, Bryce or Rav Chia, or Maimer of Rav, I compromise and contradict myself on the board, was only talking about Onsim. And the Tos Yeshanim here has a third answer in the beginning of Beis. What he says is, the Rosh was the same thing in Daf Tes, is it means the Mishnah on Daf the Mishnah is, what does it mean by lo kamayri? The Mishnah is lo kamayri begavni deshayach rak onsim. Like the Mishnah is about onsim and nisuin. You don't want to restrict it to a case of just onsen, right? You would never want to interpret the mission and restrict it to a case of just onsen. You want to have it open and say it's referring to both onsen, ella b'makom sheshayach gam onsen gam nisuin. So three explanations of the Gemara. Now, test again. It says, oh, we can't have this scenario. We can't read this into the Mishnah because of Onsim Lokamayri. Rashi there says the Mishnah talking about Onsim, which gets him into a lot of trouble, including contradicting himself. Tosfos says, no, the Rav Chiya is not talking about Onsim. And the Tosfos Shanim says, means the Mishnah, you would never want it to talk about exclusively Onsim. You'd want it to be broad-based. And therefore, you never want to say something in the Mishnah that would work only in Onsim. Because the Mishnah is talking about everything at the same time. For Rashi, before we move on, if we, the Arch Lener, both here and in Daf Tes, has two different ways of justifying Rashi. Over here, he really tries to build up some weird scenario where he can justify this big Kiddush that we said, Ayin Sham. But if you don't want to say big Kiddush for Rashi, and it's really hard to say this big Kiddush, then you might just have to say something technical in Dachuk, which is that Rashi on Daf Tes really meant the same thing as Tosfos. That's what the Aruch Lener says in Daf Tes, that Rashi and Daf Tes really meant the same thing as Tosfos. And when Rashi says the Mishnah is not referring to Onsim, he doesn't mean the Mishnah Daf Beis and Beis is not referring to Onsim. He means
I
know that. He means the Mishnah later on in the third parak that deals with two sisters that Rav Chiya is expanding on. After all, Rav Chiya is talking about a case where there are two sisters who become Yevamos at the same time. Where do you have a case of two sisters who become Yevamos at the same time? That's in the Mishnah on Daf Kachtes Aves. It talks about two brothers who die and leave two sisters as Yevamos. So he says that really he wants to say that according to the Aruch Lener, he wants to say Rashi really meant like Tosfos. He never meant to say anything about our Mishnah. He never meant this whole Dachuk Shita. When he said the Mishnah is not referring to Onsim, he meant the Mishnah that Rav Chiya is based on is not referring to Onsim. He really meant Rav Chiya is not talking about Onsim. He didn't mean to say anything about our Mishnah. when he used the word masnisen, and that's also very dark in the lashon of Rashi. But okay, to justify Rashi, you either have to swallow a tremendous chiddush in halacha that isha ubita is in the Torah, but your full daughter, minisu also, is not isha ubita, is only the Torah shebal peh. Or you have to say that Rashi masnisen, he didn't mean our Mishnah, he meant Rav Chiya, who was based on a Mishnah. Okay, that's the best I can do for Rashi. The next Tosos, Eishes Achav Me'imo, also has some trouble with Rashi, which is also a little hard to get out of. The next Tosos is Medayik from our Mishnah, that Eishes Achav Me'imo has Karis. Right? So it's one of the Arayas in our Mishnah, right? It's one of the ones on the list here. Eishes Achav Me'imo has Karis. And likewise, the Gilgin Ashas points out here, Kivager says that Tosus and Krisus Yudal Rebbe is also medayik from that Mishnah that Eishdach Me'imo has Karis. So if Eishdach Me'imo has Karis, what's the problem? Right? The problem with Stira is from which two books? Right, the Torah's Kohen and the Yushalmi used both Darshan. The Yushalmi actually Darshan more than one way. Both Darshan, what it says, Nida. If you marry your brother's wife, that's Nida. So, Pshutashal Mikra probably just means a bad thing. But obviously, it's totally extraneous that the Torah used the Lashon of Nida when referring to marrying your brother's wife. So, the remez is that just like a Nida is Usher now and Mutter later, likewise, your brother's wife is a brother's wife who's Usher now and Mutter later. What kind of brother's wife is Usher now and Mutter later? Only from your father, because she's much later if he dies without kids. Right? So, therefore, it seems pretty clear in the Torah's Kohanim, and it's very clear in the Yerushalmi, that what it's saying is, you only get this punishment, you only get the onesh for Eishes Achav Me'aviv, and not for Eishes Achav Me'imo. So here is the stira. On the one hand, we know that Eishes Achiv Me'imo is Chayiv Karis from here. On the other hand, we know that Eishes Achiv Me'imo is excluded from the Onesh of the Pasuk, which we know from the Torah's Kohanim and the Yerushalmi. And even though the Torah's Kohanim, you could say, didn't mean that. Didn't mean to exclude Eishes Achav Me'imo. Just meant to include all the different brothers. But the Yerushalmi is very clear that it meant to exclude Eishes Achav Me'imo. So, we have a stira between our Mishnah and the Yerushalmi and the Torah's Kohanim. So, how does Tosfos answer the stira? All right. Whenever you have a stira, well, you have to do something to one of the sides, right? Which side does Tosfos decide to chop away at?
Yerushalmi.
Right? So Tosfos is the answer, and this is the classic answer of most Rishonim, right? Tosfos and the Rishonim say, the diyuk from here is true. Really, you are chayiv karis for Eishes Achav Me'imo. Right? And the Yerushalmi didn't mean your father from Karis. What did the Yerushalmi meant? Right? Didn't mean Pater Mikares. Rather, what did the Yerushalmi mean? Right? Pater Mi'aribi. Right? Chayiv Karis. And his Pater May Aribi, right? Because Davka in that pasuk it says in Parshas Kedoshim, the pasuk that they're darshaning says, V'ish asher yikachas eishes achiv nidahi ervas achiv gila aririm yeyu. So the pasuk is not talking about Karis, the pasuk is talking about Aribi. So therefore, in Echnami, both Eishach Me'im and Eishach Me'aviv, all brothers' wives are Chayim Karis, that's why they're all in the Mishnah, but Aribi has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Aribi is, you know, either our Mishnah is talking about Chayim Karis. Aribi is an additional punishment above and beyond Karis, and that only applies to Eishach Me'aviv and through Hekish to most of the other Arayos, but not to Eishach Me'imo. Okay. Okay, what's the difference between Karis and Ariri?
According to Tosos?
No. What's the difference between Karis and Ariri? Sorry, Tzvi? Louder? Exactly. Right? That Karis is death. Now, okay, exactly what this means in the real world is already an interesting philosophical question, right? Because it doesn't always exactly happen that way. But that's not important now. The question is what deserves to happen, right? Alpi din Torah. We know how God actually runs the world. So then, as we know, things are complicated. There's Russia with Tovlo, there's Sadek Baralo, and you know, there are all kinds of factors that we don't understand. But the question in terms of me, just like when it comes to Misa, you know, just when it comes to Chiyuv and Bezdin, it doesn't matter that nowadays we don't actually give someone skilur or sreifa or herig or chenek. The question is, what do you deserve for doing this? Likewise, the question is, what do you deserve? So kares means someone deserves to die. And ariri means they deserve. Ariri means that they deserve to die for their children to die. At least the Tos Yeshanim here assumes that it's only referring to minor children, because adult children have a pasuk of lo yumsu avos alvanim banim lo yumsu alavos. So if kares means that the person will die, then what's the difference between kares and misbidei shemayim? We know kares is more common than misbidei shemayim. So what is Tosfos answer? If ariri means the children dying and kares means the person dying, then why is kares worse than misbidei shemayim? Exactly. That misbidei shemayim is associated with the age of 50. Kares is associated with the age of 60. Right? Tos discusses what about in between. Basically, Karis means B'nei Shemayim means dying at 50, Karis means dying at 60, and Ariri means, Mis B'nei Shemayim, means dying at 60. Karis is more chamer, means 50, and Ariri is more chamer, it includes the children. That's Shalom Yisrael, that is the mainstream psak, and that seems to fit what the Gemara says in Moed Katan. The only problem is Rashi here again makes us trouble. Not Rashi here, but Rashi all over Shas. Tosfos quotes Rashi from one place, but Rashi says it, you know, again and again all over Shas. What does Rashi say? All over Shas.
All Karis is satisfied.
Exactly. That all Karis is Ariri. Rashi says Karis and Ariri are the same thing. Rashi says that what's the difference between Karis and Misbidei Shemayim? So he says, because Karis includes the children dying. So Rashi seems to equate Karis and Ariri. The problem is, once you equate Karis and Ariri, then you have a problem again, and that is the, right? You can't give this answer. A patur from Ariri is a patur from Karis. So, Rashi seems to have understood it. Not an unreasonable way to understand the Chumash. That the Torah always talks about nichrusu, if you do, arise nichrusu, and then it says about something that ariri, you obviously it's saying the same thing in different words, and karis and ariri are the same thing. That's definitely possible. I mean, the Gemara never explicitly addresses the relationship between karis and ariri. So Tosfos says two different things, Rashi says the same thing. The problem with Rashi is, and here I'm a little stuck, that according to Rashi, I don't really have a great answer. You can't give Tosfos' answer. Aishas up in the emo, Lachora is Pater from Karis. Because Pater from Ariri and Pater from Karis are the same thing. So, if this actually seems to be true, that Aishas up in the emo really is Pater from Karis, then what do you do with our Mishnah, or at least Pater from Karis, you know, Aliba di Rishalmi? Right, then what exactly do you do with our Mishnah? Right, the Bavli, Tosfos doesn't quote the Bavli as having this drush in these words. But, at least in the Yerushalmi, what do you do with our Mishnah? So, I don't know. I'm not sure how to defend Rashi. What you'd like to say, Alpi Lamdas, someone should say what you'd like to say. And I'll tell you why you're wrong. Yeah?
Do you imply between Ariri you and Ariri Yomusu?
And as Rashi's that there's still a miut. What does the pasuk say here? Here it says arim yarmusim, right? So there's a, you're saying that Rashi's curse is the same as arim yiyu, but not the same as arim yarmusim.
I would think arim yarmusim is more tolerant than arim yiyu. If the person doesn't have children and won't have children, I think it's not as bad as people having children and then losing them.
Oh, that's fine. So then so curse. Oh no, but Rashi says curse means children dying. Right? Which is Arim Yamusu, which is what it says in this pasuk.
Right, and that's the more
so, right, so that's not going to help. Because Rashi Davka says Karis is the same as Arim Yamusu. So, yeah?
Eish Zachim Me'imo is a unique din. It's a special din. That's not a Chiyuv Karis.
Then what's it doing in our Mishnah?
There's some sort of Kiddush of Eish Zachim
Me'imo. Right, so the truth is, this is what I'd like to say. It's just, you know. What I'd like to say is that in our Mishnah, it's not Chayav Kares, but it's still Arayos. So, there's no Yibam. Again, Aliva de Yerushalmi. Right, in the Bavli, it's pretty clear that everything in our Mishnah is Chayav Kares, but it doesn't matter. We're only trying to get the Yerushalmi to work. Right, so what you want to say is, the Yerushalmi, the Taka, it's not Chayav Kares. Who said it's Chayav Karis? Just Arayus. Who said our mission is to do with being Chayav Karis? Maybe our mission is that to do with being Chalosh Shem Arayus. What makes it a Chalosh Shem Arayus? Makes it a Chalosh Shem Arayus that in Achremos, it's in the, even though Kedoshim is the smite for the Onish of Arayus, in Achremos it's still the Parsha of the Azhar of Arayus. So it's still Arayus, even though you're not Chayav Karis, and any Arayus are potter from a Yivman Chalitza, regardless of whether they're Chayav Karis or not. That's what you're trying to say, right? Right, it's a great answer. The only problem is that the Yerushalmi and Davka, the Yerushalmi says in Yevamos that everything in the Mishnah is Chayav Karis, or at least sounds pretty clearly that way. So it's still going to be a little, still doesn't seem to work so well, and it seems to even like in the same Tanoim and Yerushalmi both in Yevamos. So this end, I don't know how to explain the Mishnah Krisos without being Chayav Karis. If you were followed Rabbi Akiva Eiger's advice. So, still very questionable. You know, you'd want to give this answer and say, here's a big kiddush. Then I'll leave it to Yerushalmi. It has nothing to do with Kares, it has to do with Arayos, which is going to tie into the next Tosfos. But it doesn't seem to work so well with Yerushalmi, so it might just be that I don't know how to defend Rashi.
There's a Rashi on the base that says in Kalos of the Skilo that all the Arayos in the region are Kares.
Right, but that's fine, because that Rashi is in the Bavli. Well, first of all, that Rashi is talking about all the Arayas that have Misa, no? Right? Achos, Eish Zachar doesn't have Misa anyway. Well, because Shar Arayas Masadisa ain't El Bakaris. Right, Rashi's, right, but that's a leave of the Bavli. You could, why, didn't have Shami to say there's no Karis, right? It's an Arayas without Karis. It's the only Arayas without Karis. It's very unique. Why is it Arayas? Because it's, there was no miut in Achremos. There was only miut in Kedoshim, right? Anyone ever read the Chumash? In Achremos, it has the Azhara, the Lot, and all the Arayas. Kedoshim has the Onish, all the Arayas. So it's mine from the Onish, but it's not as mine from the Azhara. So you might say it's Arayas without Karis. And once it's Arayas, it still belongs to our Mishnah. The only problem is that's going to be hard to defend in the Yerushalmi. So, and that's probably the closest we can come.
Still, but maybe you can say sometimes the Gemara will call something Isser Karis.
Right. The problem is the Gemara doesn't just call it Karis. It actually uses that in the like in the Limud halachically, on Daf Gimel Beis, for example. So it's going to be tricky. Anyway, this Rashi is big Tzarech Ian. You'd like to take this direction. The question is, can you really defend this? Can you really say that even the Yerushalmi holds that Eish Zach Me'imu doesn't have Kares? I'm not really sure. It could just be that we don't have an answer for Rashi.
No, along the lines of what I'm saying, maybe that there's no Kares, but it's an exclusion or an exemption. We know for sure from the Pasuk that there's going to be no Yibam with Eish Zach Me'imu. We don't know that we have a specific drasha that's only Eish Zach Me'imu, not Me'imu. So everything else we need to learn how to do even because of Arayas and Karis. This we know from a
No, but here we're talking about it was your fifth and
right. It was your ishtachem imo, and then married your paternal brother, and then it's one of the 15 arayis that hati from Yibum.
Okay, so that I do not really have a great answer for the Yerushalmi according to Rashi. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, the most far-reaching and important Tosfos on this daf is the Achuz Ishto. The Tosfos Ein Lahakshos to neither to Yosli Yavam Af Al Pisha Matara Charkach Kmo Achuz Ishto Sheimis Yemes Apil Mesa Ishto Charkach. Right? Why is he asking this Kasha on Achuz Ishto? Right? Because what's unique among Achuz Ishto? It's unique among all the Arayos of relations, and that it can become mutter again, right? Every other relative arayos can never become mutter again. Doesn't matter if the person who connected you died, right? If my brother is married to a girl, let's say he had kids, even though he died, she's still an erva to me, right? If someone's, you know, whatever, someone's wife's daughter or granddaughter or mother or grandmother, even if, you know, even if she dies, the erva is still an erva. All the indirect, all the arayos through marriage, even if the person who's linking you, the bridge, is no longer here, the arayas stays arayas forever. There's only one exception, which is achos ishto, right? If someone's wife dies, they're allowed to marry their wife's sister. That is explicit in the Torah. It says, v'kshal achosal lo tzikach l'tzoror l'galosa v'sal leha b'chayeha. Right, you're not allowed to marry two sisters while the first one is alive. And as a matter of fact, there are even stories in the Gemara where it was seen as a itzatova, good plan, that if someone's wife died and left young children, then we see in Moed Katan that it was considered a Eitzah Tova, a good idea to marry their wife's sister, because, you know, everyone remembers Cinderella and whatever, right? You're always worried about the evil stepmother. So this guy has little kids, he's worried about the evil stepmother, but if he marries his wife's sister, then of course she'll be a good stepmother, because it's her own flesh and blood also. So that was apparently a minhag in the time of, in the time of Chazal. So it's not just something theoretically mutter, something that they actually did. But what do we see from here? One thing is very clear: Achos Ishto. It's pashut that Achos Ishto, right? So someone's this actually happens. Nowadays it's not quite as common, but in the old days it was not uncommon at all. I know someone who this happened to, you know, her grandfather and I just did once. Grandfather and great uncle were married to two sisters. They used to do that in Europe, right? Make a shidduch. I have two boys, you have two girls. Let's marry the two boys to the two girls. And the great uncle died without kids. There was no yibum or chalitza because his yivama, his late brother's wife, was also his wife's sister, was also Achos Ishto. This is probably the most common case out of all the 15 cases in the Mishnah. None of them really happened that much, but in Europe, this was not an uncommon case because it was common for two brothers to marry two sisters. That was Makubal. So what happens? It's obvious that what if 10 years later, the guy's wife dies? Now she's not an erva anymore. Now does he go back into Yivam? No. There's a rule that call Yivam she'in the curb of Shastafil Yivam vo'aleha, harinke ishdaf she'ish lobanim, and she's pure forever. Since at the time of the Chalos Mitzvah's Yibum, she was an Erva, therefore, he is Pater from Yibum forever. And that's the rule. I mean, this only can happen with one of the Arayas, because the other 14 Arayas can never change anyway. But the one Arayas that can change is Achos Ishto. Even if she becomes a regular girl and she stops being an Erva, there's still no Yibum Chalitza. The true Yibum Chalitza lasts forever. So, Tosfos now is an obvious kasha. Gotta be Maisim Hoyom, you could work out the statistics, that many times a guy could die without children, his wife's a nida. Right? Gotta be a fairly frequent occurrence statistically. So, now obviously no one's gonna do Yibam while she's a nida, because, you know, no one wants to do an Aveira. But, Tosfos says, Tosfos assumes, Maisim Hoyom, right? That if a guy dies without children, his wife's a nida. So after she goes to mikvah, she does yibum. Right? Lemaisa, after she goes to mikvah, she does yibum. So what's the difference? Why by Achos Ishto, when she stops being an erva, there's still no yibum in chalitza? But nida, once she stopped being an erva, now there is yibum. So why is there a difference? Why is nida, there's no yibum now, but you can have yibum next week? But Achos Ishto, there's no Yibam now, and you can't have Yibam after she becomes mutter. Should be exactly parallel. That's the Kasha of Tosfos and all of the Rishonim. There seems to be one super duper mechudish, radical shita, which is a little hard to believe. Oh, I apologize, I didn't bring it up with me. They have, was this yours? Oh, this is a good fancy thing. Oh, great. Tosos Maharam, and where did you buy this?
Macaroos.
Ah, okay. In the Tosos Maharam and Rabbeinu Peretz, later on he asked this question on Daf Tes. There we are. He asked this question. Tame listen now. Nidosh inu yiv shastafilu l'chaman perik dal rachm omer rach and nomshi nukariba shastafilu bama bolal reikei shnashis l'banav asura. The yesh lomer to inu rotsu l'shanos elamash also l'motu l'yama. The nidah sura l'kala olam. Says the Mishnah didn't want to list things. The Mishnah only wanted to list arayos that were usher some people, but nidah is usher to everyone. So the Mishnah didn't want to list it. That sounds like some tremendous money. The Mishnah didn't want to list it. Like, it's true, but the Mishnah didn't want to include it. Because, you know, later on in Daf Tes, Daf Yud will say, but Plut Lukam Ayyub, there's all kinds of technical reasons why the Mishnah listed 15 and didn't list some of the other things. So it sounds like this would is not at all the way that we paskin the Maisa. But it sounds in the Tosfos Maharam being parrots, like a Shitas Yachid, that Taka, if a man dies, his wife is in need, the Taka, there is no Yibum. Just the Mishnah didn't list it because it's not Loretz Lashanos. The Mishnah didn't want to put it on the list, but it's true. So that would be a very, very radical answer of, you know, the question is why is there Yibum for a Nida Shenitara? So a very radical answer seems to be the Tosfos for Rabbeinu Peretz. In his first answer, says, Inachanami, there is no Yibum. It's a Arayus. It's like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is part from Yibum. The Mishnah just didn't list it because it wasn't similar to the other things on the list. That would be very radical. That is not at all how we paskin Maisa, right? Sfardim still do Yibum. And we'll get to that on the bottom Daf Gimel and Aleph. But at least some Sfardim still do Yibam, right? Ashkenazim, we'll see, it's Machlokas later on, whether you should do Yibam Bismanazeh or not. Ashkenazim hold you should not do Yibam Bismanazeh. Sfardim hold you should do Yibam Bismanazeh. 60 years ago, the Rabbanut HaRashit decided to make things simpler and made a takana that no one should do Yibam Bismanazeh, everyone should follow the Minhag Ashkenaz. So some Sfardim have given in to the social pressure and say, okay, well, you know, once that's the law of the land and official government body, etc., we'll just give up and be like the Ashkenazim. However, there are still some Sfardim who are, you know, machzik in their masoret, and I don't know if it's in writing, but it seems to be well known that Rav Avadia holds that you should still do Yivam. That's what I've heard in his name, and, you know, and not worry about these technical rules and regulations. But so let's say you still do Yibam, but among the Sfardim who do Yibam, all Sfardim did Yibam until 60 years ago, among the Sfardim who do Yibam, they never ask if she was a Nida, right? We wait, that's a Mishnah later on, we're familiar with, right? You wait 92 days before Yibam anyway, right? So they wait 92 days, then obviously he waits for her to go to the mikvah if she's a Nida, because that's just, you know, you can't be called a Nida. But never asked her 92 days ago, you know, at the time, at the moment your husband died, what was your status? No, we don't, we assume, like everyone else, that who cares if she was a Nida then? That's not like the other arayos in the Mishnah. But the there seems to be a radical Shitas Yachid, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, you know, for him it wasn't halacha maisa anyway, so, because he was Ashkenazi. So he wasn't worried about the Maisa B'chol Yom. There were no Maisa B'chol Yom in Ashkenaz, in the Mishnah of Bali Tosfos. For him, it was a purely theoretical question. And he Taka thought that you should have to check with the lady and say, when your husband died, were you Tamei or Tahora? And if you were Tamei, that's it. No Yibam or Chalitza. But if you're Tahora, then there's lots to talk about. So that would be a very, very radical Shita, but we would not pass like that at all. That doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't make it into the Achronim. You know, whether theoretically or practically for Sfardim, no one cares whether she was a Nida or not at the moment her husband died.
You
even if it's Torah, she gave it 2 weeks later, why wouldn't she give it
now? Okay, so that's a sugya later on. What if you're not an Erva, then become an Erva, then stop being an Erva? And that, I think it's Machlokes Amoraim, I think we pass him, that would be okay. But we'll come back to that.
You'd also have to worry about being the need of the right or the Melitus Rabbanon that keep on.
Correct, you have to worry, you need the Raisa Rabbanon, because if you're a need of the Raisa, then you're Pater Miyuma Chalitza. If you're need the Rabbanon, you need Chalitza. Correct, that would get into, okay, what some of us discussed on Sunday afternoon, right? Our need is Mazanas Ed Raisa Rabbanon, for example. Okay, that is a.
Is it the Rabbanon that Shas Zika is like a split second?
That's basically what Eliyahu asked me, you know, what if she becomes a needle later, but let's assume for now that it is. It's actually a sugya later on. What's the sugya later on? What if someone's brother dies and the wife's totally normal yavama, then he marries her sister, then her sister dies, right? But if I'm not mistaken, Rav says, Taka, that's okay, because at the split second she was okay, so let's go with that for now. However, this is like, you know, you have to find like an obscure sefer that, you know, Bitzdaka they put into the Kopitz Mefarshim, because they're very Lundish people who like to find all kinds of interesting shitas. But, you know, this is an obscure Tosos that no one ever had, you know, throughout the generations, and this is definitely not a mainstream shita. The mainstream shita is, of course, it doesn't make a difference if she's nida or not. Obviously, it doesn't make a difference if she's nida or not. The question just becomes, why isn't a nida like all the other arayos in the Mishnah? So, what's the answer? What does Tosos say? Let's look inside. What? That is, well, that might be a little later in the Tosos thing about Darkei Noam. What does Tosos say here? The lo dummy. It's not, need is not like the other ones. The achos isha, shara rayos, eser omid al yavam, tfei mishav niyadam. Achos isha and the other arayos are usher specifically to this guy as opposed to everyone else, right? All the arayos are relatives. What's the whole point of relatives? They're usher to their relatives and butcher to the rest of the world. Aval nida l'kuli alma asura. But nida is usher to everyone. And that even goes so far as say, v'afilu b'nidasam ashram b'sacham sofer ilu dvarim v'asigibam hi. That, as a matter of fact, even while she's a nida b'di'evin, if someone accidentally did the isser and was bo'al her, then the yibam would be chal. Dekam Rav Yochanan ishtu nida ba'al chayiv, yimto ba'al nida ba'al pater, prokola ma'ishna yivimto dekavad mitzvah, etc. Mashma de'kanila. So he says, really, nida's no problem at all. Obviously, you can't be bo'al a nida. But in terms of Hilchas Yivam, there's no problem at all if you accidentally were bold and Yivam was she's a nida, taki, you'd do the mitzvah and be kona, and then you'd have accomplished the goal of Yivam. How do we know? Because the Gemara Msachim tells him to die. The Gemara Msachim, because Rabbi Yochanan says if someone accidentally is bold, ishto nida, he's chayim a karban, yivimto nida, he's patra karban. This is following Rabbi Yeshua, bold that tov advar mitzvah is patra karban. If you mistakenly do a big avera while you're trying to do a mitzvah, you're patra. They say, well, I understand the mitzvah of Yibam. He was doing the mitzvah of Yibam. But isn't it also a mitzvah of Ona for a regular wife? Okay, and then they go through it. They say something about doing a mitzvah. Right? So, okay, you have to look at Rabbi Kibayger here and go through the whole sugi and see Tosus diuk. But Tosus has a diuk that it's a mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's lechachila. But it's a kiyum mitzvah. So you should have waited. But it's a kiyum mitzvah while she's a nida. Because nida is not enough kiyum Yibam at all. Obviously, practically, you should wait because you don't want to do an avera on the side. But it doesn't at all detract from the Yibam. Even if you do the Avera, it doesn't detract from the Yibam. You're still Makai in the mitzvah of Yibam.
Why is it not a mitzvah of
Avera? Why is it not a mitzvah of Avera? That is a good question. The answer, first of all, it's not so clear that, you have to go through all the mitzvah of Avera lumdus. Either you want to say, and this is what I saw in some of the Achronim, because mitzvah of Avera might mean you didn't do the mitzvah, but you still have the Chalos Yibam. Right, that's the whole question, right? The no Yehuda and I have to Mechira, if I have some Tosos in the first parak of Bamatziah, right? If I send you, no, that's Inshallah Ravir, not Mitzvah Ravir. Mitzvah Ravir, sorry. I think the Achronim are noted to say that even though you don't get credit for Mitzvah Ravir, it's still a chalos. So therefore, the Yibum would still be chal. You might not get credit for it up in Shemayim, but it would still be chal, and she would still be married to you. And you know, she couldn't marry the other brothers, and you can't do chalitz anymore, etc. Or it could be that mitzvah of Aver doesn't apply here. Some people say it only applies to mitzvah of Ritzoy, and some people say it only applies to Gezel, and some people say mitzvah of Aver is only Drabanan, and v'chuli v'chuli.
So that doesn't bother us. There's enough ways to answer that. Some people say we don't even paskin like mitzvah b'avah avera, right?
Because the machlokes number one at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. Okay, so
Tosu says taka need is no obstacle. Why?
Tosu doesn't say the Mishnah didn't want to list it. Tosu says that no, taka need is not like the other arayas. Because need is usher to everyone, and the other arayas are only usher to you. What does Tosos mean by that? Right?
Tosos, answer number one. What does Tosos say? Nida is different because she's Asura Lekuli Alma. She's Asura to everyone.
So what? She's more clever. Right, the other eyes are only usher to some people. Nida is usher to everyone. So for sure, it should be a very, very strict kamer isser and should be of ki yibam.
So what does Tosos mean? So it's not so clear from our version of Tosos. He doesn't make himself entirely clear what he means. But from the parallel versions of Tosos and quotes, it's pretty clear what he means. From the Tosos Rush here, or the Rush himself. You want to read me the Rush? The parallel version of the Rush? Okay, so what is she? What does he say? De lo damila arayos. It's not like arayos, right? It's not like arayos, right? What does he mean? It's not like arayos. So he says in the Tosfos Rosh a similar lashon. Also, maybe it's in here.
It's much more clear in the
Tosfos Rosh.
I have
it. Yeah, could you read me the line? Exactly. Lo mikri erva. What does Tosfos seem to be saying? That it's not called an erva. That nida. Now it's in the parsha of arayos in the chumash, right? Question is everything in the parsha of arayos called an erva, or maybe some of those things are isurei biyashish b'em kares, but not erva? So we might think that the definition of erva is an isur biya that you're chayv kares for. So nida is arayos. But what Tosos seems to be saying, right? Tosos says it's lo dami la'achzisha shar arayos. The Rush is a little more explicit. Lo dami la'arayos. Tosos is very explicit. Read me the line again. Lo mikri erva. That's pretty explicit. That he says nida, even though it looks like an erva, the lumdush Tosfos, it looks like an erva because an erva is isur bi and chayiv kares, and this is isur bi and chayiv kares. But it just looks like an erva. It's not really an erva because ervas have to do with relationships between people. Erva means there's the wrong relationship between you and me, and nida has nothing to do with the relationship between people. Neither the Cyrilla call. She has a status that makes her equally usher to everyone in the world. It's just her personal personal situation. Therefore, by definition, anything that doesn't have to do with relationships between individuals is not Bechlal Arayos. The most explicit, I mean, they're all saying the same thing. Tosos is not so as clear. The Rush is not as clear. Tosos Rush is clearer. The clearest, of course, is Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yashar. Right? Tosfos in general, right? We'd assume that most Tosfos are based on Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, after all. It all comes from the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? He says, Anu mefarshim ma'achos isha miyuchedah shehi erva la'afuke nida. The Gemara says, later on in Gimel and Beis, how do we know there's no yibam by arayos? There's no yibam by achos isha? And Achos Isha's Erva, likewise all the other Arayos. So he asks a simple question. Why doesn't the Gemara just say Achos Isha's Chayiv Kares, so too by everything else Chayiv Kares? Why does the Gemara say Achos Isha's Erva, so too by the other Ervas? So he actually says that's what the Gemara means. Rabbeinu Tam reads the answer to our question into the Gemara. He says the Gemara knew our question and is answering it. If you turn for a second to that Gimel Amud Beis, like two lines under the aleph in brackets. Starts with Ainli Alachos Isha Shara Ragis Binayin. Amar Maachos Isha Miyachesh Erva Vachayin Al Zona Karis El Shigas Achatas Vasur Liyavam. Av Kol She Erva Vachayin Al Zona Karis El Shigas Achatas Sur Liyavam. And Tom says, why didn't just say Achos Isha is Chayev Karis and Chatas, and you can't do Yibam? Likewise, all the other ones you can't do Yibam. Says no. If it had just said, if the Gemara had said, everything that your Chayev Chatas and Karis has no Yibam, that would include Nida. No, he says, no, Achos Isha is Erva and Karis and has no Yibam. Likewise, every other thing that's an Erva and has Karis is Mufka from Yibam. But they added the word Erva to teach you only Ervas with Karis are Mufka from Yibam. But Nida, which is not an Erva, even though it's Chayev Karis, is Chayev and Yibam. Now, so you can see, he says, Afgav nechsiv alisham b'nas d'vosa lo tikrav l'galos ervasa ein ha-talmud kori erva al-votad yomi tvili. It's only called a chalushim ervas, and it doesn't depend on counting days in tovelin. It doesn't depend on your personal tuma status. It depends on your relationships. Right? That is, family relationships is arayos. The tuma, because you need to wait some days to go to the mikvah, that's not called arayos. So this is a very, very fundamental answer. What does Tosus mean? As we see from the Tosus Rush. And from the Rabbi Tam, Tosus is saying a big chiddush because Nida is not Arayos. It looks like Arayos. It's in the Torah right next to Arayos. We might have thought Nida was Arayos, but really no. It's just put in the Torah next to Arayos because it's outwardly similar. Because it's a Isser Bia that has Karis. They put it next to Arayos in the Torah. And that doesn't mean it's actually in the Parsha of Gilui Arayos. I mean, he would probably say some of the other things that are also not in the Parsha of Gilui Arayos, like Mishka Behema. I'm not sure what the Nafkamina is. But is Mishka Behema, Gilui, Nafkamina might be what? Yeah, exactly. Is Mishka Behema Gilui Arayos? Maybe not. Maybe it's just an Isser Bia that's very, very chomer that has Kares. So it's put with the Gilui Arayos. Lav Dafka, everything in the Parsha is Gilui Arayos. And that's what, right? Here we see that Rabbeinu Tam was into Brisker Lumdus, because what's the point of Brisker Lumdus? That things seem the same on the surface. So even though they look the same, this girl is her bia with Karis, this girl's is her bia with Karis, really they just seem the same on the surface, but if you look at it the conceptually, what is wrong with it, it's two totally different haluyos. And that's what he's saying here, that Nida looks like an Erva, but it's not an Erva. Now, someone just bring me the classic phenomenon that would seem to support this thesis that Nida looks like an Erva, but it's not an Erva. What halachas does everyone know that are not controversial, that everyone knows that make Nida not seem like a real Erva? Right? What rules don't apply to Nida? What? Well, that's that we don't know. Mamzerus, everyone knows, right, that the son of a Nida is not a Mamzer, right? Right, Maisim Bechol Yom, right? They're people who are not from, they have kids, might be Be'isr Nida, and the kids are not a mom, the kid is Motra Lovu Bekahol. Okay, the famous for Moshe, someone says, but maybe it's still not such a good idea, Shiduchem, and Moshe says, no, attack, it's a fine idea. But clearly there's no Isser, right? There's no Mamzerus, the Gemara Darshan's later in Yevamos. There's no Mamzerus. What else applies to all Arayos? What happens if I marry an Erva? What? It's not chal, right? That sentence is invalid to start with, right? I didn't marry an Erva. I should have said, what happens if I attempt and I try to make it ke'ilu I'm marrying an Erva? So we know Kiddushim is not tofsim b'arayos. But everyone knows Kiddushim is tofsim b'nida, right? As a matter of fact, ma'isim b'chol yom. Chuppas nida, etc. So chuppas nida might not be so l'chachila. But Kiddushim of nida is perfectly l'chachila. That's for sure. So, after all, what do we see about nida? Yeah, it looks like Arayos at first, but besides the Isser, what makes Arayos Arayos? Oh, you can't marry them. And if you do, the kid's a Mamzer. Right? In addition, this is perhaps less well known, but what happens if Taka, someone is Boel and Erva? What is that Erva? What is that Erva? They don't have any kids, anything. What is that Erva now called? What is that woman called from now on? What? Close? But, yeah, under what shame? Under a Zona, right? The guy's Boel Arayos. Then she's a Zona now, Lekahuna. But that doesn't apply to Nida, right? So if a woman doesn't keep Hilchas Nida, then she's not a Zona, Lekahuna. A woman is not from, didn't keep Hilchas Nida, and her husband died, she's allowed to go marry a Kohen, or whatever. A woman is not from and didn't keep Hilchas Nida, but, you know, lived with her her Jewish boyfriend, who was otherwise had proper Yichas. So she's allowed to marry a Kohen afterwards. Nida doesn't make you a Zona. So when it comes to, like, all the telltale signs of Arayos, you know, Arayos should be Mavkiya Kedushin, should make Manzera, should make a Zona. Anyone done Arayos, that's a Zona. Things don't apply to Nida. So the question becomes, like, what's Pshat in Nida? Is Nida Arayos just, you know, there's some rules that don't apply to her? What Rabbeinu Tam is thinking is that, he doesn't say it this way, but obviously that's what he's thinking. No, Nida looks like Arayos. But once we see that none of the rules of Arayos apply to her, except for the fact there's an Isser B with Karis, then just say, Igloi Milsa, that she's not Arayos. Arayos have to do with the relationship between people, then it makes sense. Arayos have to do with the relationship between people, therefore they can't have the relationship of marriage. And therefore, their son comes from a partner relationship. And therefore, if they have the relationship, she is now a Zona. Nida has nothing to do with the relationship between people. Nida is like Kashrus. You shouldn't do Averis. You should be careful to only do things the Mutter way, not the Usher way. And in terms of Chumra, it's really bad. It's a really big Avera. It's as big an Avera as eating Chila Vidam. Just like Chila Vidam, you know, is a really big Avera. But it has nothing to do with Arayas and relationships and status. It's just a Maisa Avera that I did something not kosher. So to me, the Bia is not kosher. That has nothing to do with the status of the people. And that's why it's not called Arayas. That's the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam here.
Simple terms, you'd say for Rabbeinu Tam that the Isser for Arayos is intrinsic while the Isser for Nida is circumstantial?
I would say that the Isser, I don't know if I would go quite so far, but I would say the issue in Arayos has to do with identity and relationships. Because Nida might also be intrinsic in terms of intrinsic tumah, right? But the issue in Isser Arayos has to do with relationships, while the issue of Nida just has to do with perhaps tumah. Now, Rabbeinu Tam here is making Tosos and Rabbeinu Tam is making two assumptions, right? What are his two chidushim that he's saying, right? One chidush is that Nida is not Arayos. The other Kiddush is that, and this he says explicitly, he says he found this in the Gemara, that it's not that the Isser Kares Poter Yivam, the Isser Kares doesn't pot you from Yivam, no. The Chaloshem Erva is Poter Yivam. Right? Don't think that it's the Isser Kares that patches you from Yibam. Right? What might we have thought? We might have thought, why are these 15 women have no Yibam? Because Eina Sei Dochelo Sasa Sheishbo Kares. Right? And therefore, since the Asei of Yibam is not Dochelo Sasa Sheishbo Kares, they're Mufka from Yibam. Right? Now it says, no, don't think that. It's not because of the Isser Kares they're Mufka from Yibam. No, if it was just a matter of Isser Kares, they'd be chayiv in Yibam, they just wouldn't be able to do it right now. It's the Chaloshim Erva that popped us from Yibam. Why? Maybe we don't know why. Because that's the limud of Ma Echos Isha Shigi Erva, that we learned that Erva, which has to do with the relationship being intrinsically problematic, and not just, maybe we could, you know, circumstantial from our perspective, the relationship is problematic. These people are problematic to one another, that's Mafkiya Yibam. A general issue is just something's not kosher, that's not Mafkiya Yibam. Those are the two Chidushim we're being found.
Tell us about
Rabbi
on which of these two points.
I can't promise you. I don't know.
Tosu
Rabbeinu Tam might say that Nida is an Erva, or might say that who cares? Isser Kares is Mafkiya Yibam.
These other halachas are those before Shemaris that can argue with?
Yeah, so you could say it needs a rise, this is a xeris akasa, that the children aren't mamzerim. Now, if we could just expand on this first point, this is a very, very, very famous chakira in the Rishonim and Achronim as to how to understand Nida. Is Nida arayos, but there's a xeris akasa that tells us there's no mamzerus or zona or itfisas kiddushin. Right? It's an erva with a lot of exceptions. Or it's not a raios. It's just iser bia sheyesh bo karis. This seems to be the opinion of Tosfos based on Rabbi Tam. The Rambam is classically understood as holding otherwise. The Rambam doesn't get into all the nafkaminas, but you know, we usually assume correctly that the Rambam is very careful about how he presented things in the Mishneh Torah and how he wrote things and how he formulated things. That he didn't just sound right off the cuff, you know, like, I don't know, like shut cellulari or something that you just, you know, write whatever pops into your head at the moment. That he was very erudite and wrote a very unique and special work and was careful in his formulations. That's actually true, because the historians even found manuscripts of the Rambam of Mishneh Torah where he went back and fixed his formulations because they weren't meduyik enough. And like, you know, everyone's bedayik what halacha follows other halachas. They found manuscripts in the Mishneh Torah. He went back and moved the halacha because he realized it wasn't a meduyik place. So he really was bedayik very much.
Sorry, would the Yerushalmi hold by the Havamina that presumably the Isser Karis is the Patur Me'ivim, if he feels that Karis is not necessarily applying to everyone on the list, if it could be learned out from
others? I mean the way we want to answer for Rashi.
Correct.
Right, this would fit that the Isser Karis has nothing to do with the Chaloshim Erva.
Right.
Exactly. This would fit, like we suggested, it's just the contrapositive, like we suggested for Rashi. Now, again, I'm not sure if it really works. As a matter of fact, I'm very skeptical. But that would fit, that's what I meant by the tie-in, that maybe Nida, even though she has Karis, is not a Rias, so she's not Mefki Yivam. Maybe Achos Eishas Alcha Me'imo, even though it doesn't have Karis, is a Rias, so it would be Mefki Yivam, exactly. Now, the Rambam starts off the fourth paragraph of Rabbi by saying, Hanida Harehi Kishar Kol Ha'arayos. And then he goes on. Now, I don't know how much you can be diet, because maybe it just means La'inyan what he's discussing now, that you're chayv and hara. But he does say that nida harehi kashar kol harayos, that seems to sound like maybe he holds the other side of the chakira. The Rambam says, hanida harehi kashar kol harayos. That might imply that he holds the other side of the chakira from Rebbeinu Tam. What would be a nafgamina? So, what nafgamina, right? What would be a nafgamina besides where we started from in our Tosfos? Anyone? Yoni already mentioned. What would be a nafgamina if neither was a rayas or not a rayas? Either way, you shouldn't do it. Either way, you have karis b'mezin and chatzis b'shogeg, right? So, what's the classic nafgamina of a rayas versus not a rayas? Yehar bel yavor, right? Simple shot is a rayas or yehar bel yavor, non a rayas. Are not Yehar Vel Yavor, right? Seems pretty poshish. So is Nida Yehar Vel Yavor or not? That seems to be a good nafgamina. So is Nida Yehar Vel Yavor, anyone? What's the answer? Is Nida Yehar Vel Yavor? So this is, those of us who are learning Hilchos Nida will get to it. But this is a famous line in the Beis Yosef. There's not really much of a discussion in the Rishonim, right? The Trumas Hadeshin says the husband shouldn't take his wife's pulse if she's a Nida. But we don't know, does that mean it was necessary, it wasn't necessary, is she really sick, is she a little sick? You know, he's not so clear. And then there's a Ramban also who says that the husband can't take his wife's pulse if she's a Nida. But again, we don't know the exact circumstances, so it's hard to know what they mean. But the Beis Yosef says that that he thinks Avola Rambam the Negias Erva Asur Min HaTorah Hacha Afish Yesh B'Pikuach Nefesh Efshar to Asmish to the Avi Abizra to Gili Arayos. Right here, we're not talking about BS neither. You're not having cars for taking pulse. But what does he say? So the Beis Yosef makes a few. So he says that we know that the Rambam says there's a lav d'oraisa of, you know, of the chibuk nishuk, or, you know, pleasurable physical contact with a rais. The Rabban says there's not a lot of doraisa. So here he's only talking about taking the pulse. says, but according to the Rambam, and he's assuming here that taking pulse counts as like real Chiba Phoenicia, Kira Legalis Erva, which is what the Shach and everyone else destroys him on. But Beis Yosef says that, granted, let's agree with Beis Yosef, even though we don't pass it that way. That, you know, that medical treatment counts as, you know, a cure of Legalis Erva. Says, therefore, it's Abbas Rai with Arayos. Right, so what does Beis Yosef say here? He's only interested in, is Arayos mean Bia, or Arayos even includes touching and taking the pulse? And it's not so clear in the Echron what kind of how they used to take the pulse. That's also makes it complicated. But Beis Yosef says, well, I don't know, if taking pulse is only Drabanan, then it's not Yehar Yavar. If taking pulse is Arayisa, then it is Yehar Yavar. But he's assuming that Nid is Yehar Yavar. He just has to figure out, is that Bia or even, you know, medical treatment? So the Beis Yosef sounds like, assumes, that Nid is Yehar Yavar. And the Achronim debate this. There's a Shud of the Pnei Yoshua. I think that's the actual Pnei Yoshua. But I didn't put that here because it's not on the Bar Ilan. And I didn't know if we had access to it. So I just picked a random Shud of the Achronim, which I put on the sheet here. There are many Shud of the Achronim that say the same thing. And this is the Shud Torah Lashma, which is one of the great Sephardic Achronim. And he says that... No, he says, is Nida really Yehar Bel Yavar? The same stuff you got Behema. It doesn't seem like a rise, not about relationships, or not. And then he says, look, there's no Zona by Nida, right? There, the Nafkamina is not Estan Zona. There's no Zona by Nida. So if there's no Zona by Nida, then it doesn't seem like real... then it doesn't seem like a rise. And there's Kshir Lekahuna, there's no Psal of Estan Zona and Kachim. So that's not real Arayos. Let's see, as a he says, even though my Rikaro in the Beis Yosef says that's Yehar Bel Yavar, I'll call upon him l'inyan halachim balishol tzarich lorosul de'inzim chal Yehar Bel Yavar. Even though that was an efshar, he says it's not Yehar Bel Yavar because it's an Isser Bia, but it's not Arayus. He thinks the same thing about Mishka Behema. So, and he quotes here that. So this is the many that Rona, the Beis Yosef says that it's Yehoreg the Al Yavor. The Beis Yosef assumes that Nida really is Arayus. But then the later Achronim say, no, Nida's not Arayus after all, it doesn't make you a Zona. That's an Isser Bia, it's a very Chomer Isser Bia. But Shabbos is also Chomer, and that's not Yehoreg Al Yavor. A lot of things are Chomer, that doesn't make you Yehoreg Al Yavor. What makes it Yehoreg Al Yavor is Chalo Shem Erva. And Nida is not Erev, it's not Yehar Bel Yavar, the Rav. And his Rishimas here quotes that his grandfather of Chaim also disagreed with Beis Yosef and says, no, he doesn't think Nida is Yehar Bel Yavar, because based on Ming of Tam, it's not a Chaloshem Erev. And many, many Achronim assume this way, that it's not Yehar Bel Yavar, because it's not a Chaloshem Arayos. What's another Nafkamina between Arayos and regular Isurim? Let's say I walked into court by myself. Okay, what nafkamina am I referring to?
Eidechad.
What about Eidechad? Eidechad nem Yisurin. Is Eidechad nem in Yisurim Chamurim? Is Eidechad nem in Yisurim Karis also? For Chelev and Dam and things like that? Sure he is. Of course an Eidechad is nem in Yisurim. How should Eidechad is nem in Yisurim? Even if they're very Chamur, right? No matter how Chamur they are, Eidechad is nem in Yisurim. Right? Even if an Eidechad comes, you don't know what the Eid is, the Eidechad tells you it's not Shabbos. Very clever. You can believe him. The Eidechad tells you that, you know, this is not Chelev. The Chelev and Dam was removed. Of course you can believe him. It doesn't matter how chomer it is. Eidechad nem b'surin. What is Eidechad not nem? About Momnos and Arayos. Davar Sheba Erva. In Davar Sheba Erva Pach Mishnayim. So, is Nida called Davar Sheba Erva or not? Is Nida called... So, anyone know? Do you need two Eidim for Nida?
No.
No, that's pretty plush. You don't need two Eidim for Nida. What? Could be. Could be, not so clear. As a matter of fact, that's not the mainstream Shita. That is not the mainstream Shita. There is a Shita like that. It's not the mainstream Shita. So, what about Nida? Nida in Eidechad is Nemah, right? The woman herself is Nemah. Ma'isim Chol Yom, right? It would be hard to imagine otherwise. So, what does that prove? But Morty points out that, why is the woman Nemah? Because it says, Zeres Kasav is Safrala. So, what would have been before the Zeres Kasav? What would we have thought? So we don't have to figure that out on our own. Tosvos seems to be Lishitase in the beginning of Gittin, Beis and Beis, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, why do you need the Sofralos? This is the big machlokus, which is not an Indian from Maseches Yevamos. The big machlokus Rishonim, whether it Echad is Nemu Bisurim when it's a Cheskes Isser. But Tosfos says, let's assume an Echad is Nemu Bisurim when it's a Cheskes Isser. Why do you need a special pasuk of a Sofralos? So what does Tosfos say? Amaya Tzrich V'Sofralos Liatzma. Why do you need the dress of a Sofralos, which means she's believed by herself? V'yish Lomar Salkadai? Salkadaitach the Choshev Kmo Dover Sheva Erva. What's Tosfos Lashon? Salkadaitach the Choshev Kmo Dover Sheva Erva. You might have thought that it's like a Dover Sheva Erva. You might have thought it's like a Dover Sheva Erva. But the Achronim generally are Medayik in that. The Achronim are Medayik in that. The note of Yehuda I put on the sheet, Tosfos is getting Beis and Beis Kosfu. The Itzrach the Nidah Sofralah, the Salka Daitach the Nidah Chashav Dover Sheva Erva. The Afta Be'emes Nidah Lo Chashav Dover Sheva Erva, Afshi Bekaris, Kamuk Melosh, and Atosh Chashav Dover, Salka Daitach the Nidah. Mash for She'emes Eino Kain. Right? So what does the Novi Yudim and Daik and Tosos? Salka Daitach, you might have been a half mean if she was like Dover Sheva Erva, but she's really not. Right? So that's when it comes to,
hurry up the Al Yavor. What about Ein? Dover Sheva Erva Pachos Mishnayim.
So Tosos, I think, as Lashitasim says, Salka Daitach Dahavi Kimo Dover Sheva Erva. You might have thought it's like a Dover Sheva Erva, but it's really not. The Rashba is a different formulation. I also put on the sheet, the Rashba says, I'll just read the last line. The Itzer of Kardim Safalom Mishum Dahavi Dover Sheva Erva. The Ba'alma in Pach Mishnayim. He says you need exerus because it is dovish. He doesn't say salka daitach. The Rashba says havi dovish of erva. So I think the Rashba might fit the Rama on the base Yosef. The Rashba says de havi dovar sheva erva, but there's a exerus akasav that she doesn't need to eat, which is very convenient. So it could be, look, it's just a difference in how they formulate. Rashi's Rashba says havi dovish of erva, so you need an exerus akasav, so she's an one. So it says Salka Daitach Davi Kemo Dover Sheva Erva. But I think the difference is on purpose. Maybe the Rashba holds like the Raman Beis Yosef. It is Dover Sheva Erva. Luckily, we have Xeris Akasav that makes married life more practical. Well, it says Salka Daitach. You might have been a half minute it was like Dover Sheva Erva, but it's really not. Meaning what if an Eichad was not her? Okay, that gets very complicated. The Eichad is not normally Nem unto us or someone else's business. That's a whole sugya in the fifth parak of Gittin, which we're not going to get into now. I will just point out one or two more. Ha'oros, the Yerushalmi actually seems to fit with Ravina Tam, although it's the Havmina. The Yerushalmi says, why do you need a pasuk to aser hera'a on Nida? And they say, because you would have thought it's not like the other arayas because it's only Mishum Tumah. At least that's what it seems to say. The Gersh is a little unclear. So the Yerushalmi, now this is only in the Havmina. The question is, what's Naskana? Right? But at least, this is at the very least, the Havmina in Yerushalmi and Shabbos, the Havmina, the Yerushalmi of Shabbos, is that you can't learn Nida from Arayos. Because this is not Osher Mishum Rais, this is Osher Mishum Toma. This is a side problem. This is it's not kosher. It has nothing to do with the status of the relationship. And the most fascinating nafkamina is if you open up the Taras Habayis, but you don't start from the beginning. Start before the beginning. Taras Habayis or Avad Yosef or Nochus Nida. In the Hakdama, or Mavo, or whatever he calls it, it is the Hakdama, he deals with like his Kloli Apsak. And he points out that the Sephardic Achronim write that we always follow, we being Sephardim, right? Always follow Maran, right? Anyone ever learn Hilchos Nida here? Who learned Hilchos Nida? Who's more Machmer, the Mechaber or the Ramah? The Ramah is more Machmer. So Ravadi says, but lucky for us, we're more Mekel, we always follow the Mechaber. The Achronim write that bit Mishum Chomer da Arayos, in Arayos we have to be Choshish for the Ramah. Now Ravadi doesn't know what to do. In Arayos we have to be Choshish for the Ramah. So hold on, Nida's Arayos, so we should be choshish for the Ramah, and then he has to have a book full of chumras. but he didn't set out to write a book full of chumras. So he says, okay, so Apni Avira, the MS, and he actually says he found in some Svarim, he says he found in the Sefer Yisa-ish, which is not so familiar with, but also in the, he found the same thing, he says, in the Yaskel Avdi, or Rav Avadya Hadaya, right? That Isser Nida is Arayus, and you have to be Choshish for the Ramah. So what has he found? How about, you know, what about... the Sfaradim have to be Machmir the Chumash of the Ramah. So he says he found in the Sefer Yisa-ish and in the Sefer Yaskel Avdi that, yes, we have to be Machmir Mishom Chumra Darayos. Chumra Darayos, we have to be Machmir like the Ramah. However, Ravadia goes through this whole sugya. He says, hold on a second, look at me in time. We don't see Indom Shiva Pach Mishnayim. We don't see Hargal Yavar. Looking at the Yibam, right? There's Yibam, right? You don't say she's Mufka from Yibam. So Rav Avadya Paskins in the end, based on a lot of Makoros, Kedaka Bakodesh, he says, no, it all depends on this Chakira. But the right side of the Chakira is not like the Yisa-ish and the Yaskal Avdi. No, it's an Ishabiyah that has Kareis. But we're not choshish for the Ramah anytime it's an Isser Kareis. No, we don't have to be choshish for the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos, even though there's a chash of Isser Kareis. We don't have to be choshish for the Ramah in Chelev and Dam. No, only in Arayos, because Arayos are a special Chumrah. Ravanya says, no, that Mekilim Piske Maran, because it's not Arayos, that's his maskana, and then he sets out in a sefer, and if you read anything in the sefer, you'll see that he is true to this hakdama, because he includes all the kulos in the mechaber, and says that Sfardim don't have to be choshesh for the chomers and the Ashkenazim in Hilchos Nida, and therefore he passed in straight mechaber Sfardi psaks. This is another nafkamina of this hakir, and he goes through all the makoros, kedarko bakodesh, of course. Okay, so that's a very, very important hakir about Nida. Nida clearly looks like Arayos, but then you start throwing exceptions. So that's always the question. This is a come to methodology of, you know, where do chakiras come from, etc. So often chakiras come from, you just see the Rishonim, you know, say them straight out, like here. But even before that, often when you have something that seems to be in a certain category, but starts getting lots and lots of exceptions, like Nida, which is Arayas, but then there's no Amzeris, and there's no Zona, and there's no Itfisas Kedushin, you know, it doesn't prevent Tfisas Kedushin. So one of the things you have to ask yourself is this really belong in this category, it just has a bunch of exceptions, a bunch of special rules, or is it Igloi Melsa, then it's really not what we thought it was in the first place, when it's like Arayas, except for X, Y, and Z. Does that mean it's Arayas with some exceptions, or does that mean it's not Arayas anymore? And if you had even thought that way on your own, you would have come up with this Takira, and then you would have seen that it's a correct Takira, show them argue about it, and have all these nafkaminas, including how to explain our sugya. Yoshua.
Could they not possibly be nafkamina for Bnei
Noach? No, because all arayas don't apply to Bnei Noach, only some. Clearly, Bnei Noach don't have to keep Nida, they don't have to keep a lot of arayas, only some are. The only arayas Bnei Noach have to keep are the ones that are merumas in the pasuk, al king yazavish saviv yasimov, the vach vishtova yulavasar echad. They don't have to keep all the arayas. Now, like, for example, Ben Noach is a lot of Mary's sister-in-law. Right, that's not within the Arayas that he's usher on. Again, there's some debate in the Gemara exactly which, but that would not be a nafkamina. Okay, we didn't finish the Tosos, I realize, but it's already late, so we'll just finish up the, you know, and we ended up with a general Chakir about Hochas Nida, so we'll come back and just finish up the Tosos, Amir Tzashem, next time, and we will go on to, here, if someone wants to hand this out, please volunteer. And then we will go on to Amud Beis as well. So we'll just spend the first few minutes finishing up this Tosfos, and then we'll go on. Sure. Even slow questions.
How do you...